Next dictation is on Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y-E, House, E-H-A-U-S-E, 55-year-old lady referred by Dr. Virendra Mandiratta, patient of and Dr. Eisenberg, E-I-S-E-N-B-E-R-G, for evaluation management of her joint pains. Patient has lot of generalized aching and hurting for at least a couple of years. She had breast cancer that was diagnosed in 2009. She underwent surgery followed by radiation and chemotherapy. She was then put on corrections. Since then, she has been having generalized aching and hurting. She was initially put on Aromedex and later Femara, both of which she said worsened her discomfort. She was then evaluated by Dr. Coven, who diagnosed bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome and possible peripheral neuropathy. I do not have the results on the EMG. She also had a low positive rheumatoid factor in 2011, and hence the referral to rule out inflammatory arthritis. Patient currently complains of aches and pains all over, including hands, arms, feet, legs, back, and neck. The pains are constantly present, worse on exertion, partly relieved with rest associated with some morning stiffness and stiffness on inactivity. She does not sleep well at night. She has continued to work through this. She works on the auto line at General Motors and works full time. She also has some tingling and numbness in the hands and in the feet. Review of system is positive for constipation, occasional nausea, heartburn, difficulty with sleep, night sweats, chest pain, dizziness, fatigue, weakness, weight gain, and muscle pain. Past medical history is mentioned in HBI, family history, non-contributory social history. Patient used to be a smoker, quit smoking since her diagnosis of breast cancer. She continues to still occasionally smoke, however. No alcohol use recently. Patient works full-time. She drinks soda frequently and coffee 1 to 2 cups daily. Allergies not known. Present medication Prilosec, recently started. Xanax for a couple of years. Vicodin up to 3 to 4 a day. Savella, fish oil, Motrins, calcium, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin D3, glucosamine, and magnesium. On examination, her height was 5 feet 2 inches, weight 134, blood pressure 110 over 62, HENT, unremarkable neck melt, peristalticospasm, chest clear, heart regular, aching rhythm, abdomen soft, extremities, no edema, musculoskeletal examination. Hands showed some degenerative changes, wrists also show some degenerative changes, no synovitis. Elbows were unremarkable, shoulders had good range of motion, lower extremity joint, feet appear unremarkable. Ankles, some DJD, knees with some DJD, but no synovitis, hips with slightly reduced range of motion, spinal examination, mild para, spinal spasm. Laboratory tests available to me were reviewed. She had a CBC uh, on 11-6-12, which is normal, and rheumatoid factor in September of 2011 was mildly positive at 27 international units, and ANA was negative in 2011. I do not have any other laboratory tests. Impressions. Patient has polyarthralgia, so symptoms are not suggestive of any inflammatory arthropathy. She appears to have generalized osteoarthritis with the fibromyalgia syndrome, also bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome, and likely peripheral neuropathy. She also has underlying anxiety and sleep disturbances, and hence exaggeration of the pain. She may have some vitamin deficiency. Plans, I had a detailed discussion with the patient. I will order additional laboratory tests. I will try her on gabapentin 100 milligrams twice a day. I will request records of consult notes, EMG, and blood tests from Dr. Kowan, K-O-W-A-N. I will hear back and follow up in 2 to 3 weeks. End of dictation on this patient with a copy of notes to go to Dr. Virendra Mandireta and Dr. Eisenberg.